morning. We welcome you here on Christian Citizenship Sunday. As our ushers come forward, we'd like to recognize those that are visiting with us this morning. If you'd lift your hand so that our ushers may see you, present you with a card so that we can have a record of your visit. We had a lively group of young people to represent us at Eagle Dairy this past week. We enjoyed ourselves, had a good time, didn't get much sleep, but I think there was a lot of learning to take place and a very good, enjoyable time. On our calendar, if you look in your bulletin, we have this evening at 7:30 our evening worship on WXRI. This Wednesday evening at 7:30 we will have our prayer meeting and our quarterly business meeting. We encourage everyone to come and take part in our quarterly business meeting. Coming up soon, for all of the youth, we have Youth Activities Week, July 8th through the 14th. So plan now to take part in that. We've got some good things in the workings, and we're going to have a good time that week. We hope that our new Minister of Youth and Music is going to be with us for that week. Let's stand together as we sing our doxology.
Let us pray. God of our fathers, who did kindle in them the love of liberty, and did grant them such faith in thee and courage that wide seas and strange shores were overpassed and eagerly embraced, bestow upon us, their children, in our day, a love of liberty like to theirs, and prevent us by thy hand that we neither grow faint in faith nor fail in courage. In his name we pray. Amen. Will you remain standing, please, as we sing together our national anthem, the Star-Spangled Banner, hymn number 486.
Thank you.
I invite you to turn with me in your Bibles to the book of Hebrews in the New Testament, Hebrews chapter 12, starting with verse 22. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 22. But ye are come unto Mount Zion, and unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly and church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to God, the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect, and to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better than things than that of Abel. See that ye refuse not him that speaketh, for if they escaped not who refused him that spake on earth, much more shall not we escape if we turn away from him that speaketh from heaven. Will you bow with me now in quiet meditation and prayer? Almighty God, who did direct and inspire the hearts of our fathers to set forth the independence of these United States, we give all glory and praise to Thee, the author of our liberty and the sure defense of our safety. We pray that by Thy grace we may be enabled to build wisely upon these foundations of freedom and peace, that we may hold our liberties in due subjection to Thy law, and in all things seek that righteousness which exalteth a nation. Kindle in our hearts the pure flame of sacrifice to our country's needs, and grant that the fires of our patriotism may shine as beacon lights upon Thy holy hills, O God, and may point the ways of men toward that universal brotherhood which the nations of the world shall be in one in Jesus Christ our Lord. Grant us, O God, a vision for our land, fair as she might be, a land of justice where none shall prey on others, a land of plenty where vice and poverty shall cease to fester, a land of brotherhood where success shall be founded on service and honor be given to worth alone, a land of peace where order need no longer rest on force, but on the love of all for their land, the great mother of the common life and welfare. Hear Thou, O Lord, the silent prayer of all our hearts, as in city, town, and village, we pledge our time and strength and thought to hasten the day of her coming, beauty, and righteousness through Jesus Christ our Lord, in whose name we pray. Amen.
As we prepare to take our offering, let's truly be thankful for all the blessings that the Lord has given to us as we sing together hymn number 489, America the Beautiful. Let's stand together as we sing.
us pray. O gracious Heavenly Father, we ask now that you take your tithes and our offerings, that we may be used in world service in thy holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you for that passage of music from the Bible. Today we come on the eve of the celebration of independence in our nation. And of course, with it brought the opportunity of worship. Therefore, today I want us to think on the subject, can you stay away from church? There are many things that cause people to stay away from church. But this is a different question I want to ask you today. Even the people who sell gas got you today. A man the other day told me that he had solved the gas problem. He bought a parked automobile. The writer of Hebrews has a very fascinating, wonderful story to tell us in the 12th chapter, beginning with verse 22. He talks about the earlier community, the earlier fellowship which they had. And then he talks about the rich heritage we have in our church. When you meet for worship, he tells you all about with whom you're meeting in your worship. You're not alone. On the negative side, he casts your mind back to the days that have passed. When the old days, he says, before God sent his Son in the fullness of time, when people worshiped at Mount Sinai, and they stood there at Mount Sinai in verse 18, for ye not come unto the mount that might be touched, that burn with fire and with blackness and darkness and tempest and the sound of a trumpet and the word of the voice of words and the voice that you heard threatened and entreated you that you should not come any closer. Back at Mount Sinai, Moses and Aaron went. The children of Israel dare not get too close. There was the earthquake. There was a thunder. There was a blackness and the darkness on that mountain. It was really dangerous. Now from the negative side, he picks up the positive. And he begins in verse 22. But you are come unto Mount Zion, and unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels. Here is your Christian heritage, he says, when you come to worship. He is not saying I'm forecasting something that's going to happen. He says you have actually come to the place of this rich heritage where you meet at the city of the living God with an innumerable company of angels. It is true we have a rich heritage in our country on the July 4th celebration, but here the man of God tells us we have a rich heritage when we come to the church. Three or four things. First of all, he says you have a spiritual fellowship. You have come to Mount Zion, the city of the living God, the holy Jerusalem. You are in direct touch with the invisible spiritual world, which is ultimate reality. Now, often we misunderstand things. We talk about the spiritual up here, and then we talk about the secular down here. That is to misunderstand biblical revelation. Because the spiritual world is not something apart from this world, the ordinary affairs of daily work, God draws very near to us in our daily work. If God is ever going to be found, He must be found in the place you work, the place you live, the place you serve, not in some isolated spiritual place way off here in a monastery. Because you see, Jesus came in the form of flesh and dwelt among us. It was right here in the here and now that we have this spiritual fellowship. So, the acts of worship, far from being unnecessary, are most necessary. Then the second thing I want you to see is, here is a universal fellowship. In verse 23, to the general assembly of the church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven. It is not the church in glory, but we belong to the church today. The king had a register, and all of his faithful subjects had their names upon that book. The King of Glory has a register, and he says here, the general assembly of the firstborn, those who have been born in his kingdom are written in heaven. Therefore, that makes this place in which we meet, every brick becomes sacred to us. Everything about this building in which we worship in, from week to week, every pew, every plank, tells us that we're a part of that great assembly that started way back in an upper room where 12 men met with a master.